as billows you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done.
Number 309, second verse.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one. See what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Okay, we have to try it. We have to clap during that chorus. And you have to help me, because I told you I don't have rhythm. But, you know, there's something in me that just says, this ain't happening. Right? So I'll tell you, I showed you a little trick. You get to the chorus, you take that book, you throw it like that. It's perfectly okay to do. And then this way we're set for the next one, all right? Ready? And we'll try to, I'm not the greatest singer, but I'm going to try to step it up. Here we go. Third verse.
When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Now I have to tell you, had a little bit of a revelation there. I think heaven looked down and said, I think they're getting it. You know, I think they really do believe this stuff. That's good. I'll tell you what, maybe it's me who's warming up, but can we go back and sing that second verse and third verse again until we hit that fourth verse, okay? Let's start with that second verse, and let's just soak in every word. Here we go.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Third verse.
When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
And we do, Lord, we're so thankful this morning that we can count our blessings, that we can see the things that you have accomplished and done and are doing in our lives. We're thankful, Lord, this day. We're grateful this morning. We're happy that we can come together and rejoice in you, that we can turn our eyes to you, O God. Lord God, when we look at the things that you've done, when we consider and count the blessings you've given us, we see Jesus in every one of them. It's all your work, all your blessing, all your grace, and we thank you for it. And we just give you this praise offering this morning. Lord, as we've come together, this is our offering to you. This is our worship to you. Lord, from grateful hearts, and more, far more, Lord, than what you give us, far more than the blessings. But we praise you because we know you, because you're our King, our Lord. You brought us into a relationship with our Heavenly Father we never thought we could have. And we're so grateful and happy, and so we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. Come on, join me. I'm just going to worship him. I praise you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I offer you this praise. I offer you, oh God, the sacrifice of my lips. I am grateful, Lord. You are worthy, oh King. You are worthy. We praise you, we honor you, we exalt you, Lord. Jesus, Savior, we're grateful. Oh God, we love you, we worship you, we exalt you. King of kings, Lord of lords, our great God, you reign. Lord, you reign, and we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, thank you, dear Jesus. Oh, God, we want to thank you this morning for every one of these campers, Lord, as well, that have arrived yesterday. And this morning, as we're worshiping you and praising you, we want to also bring them before you, King of Kings, and ask that this day you'll do a mighty work in them. Lord, we pray that that from the cottage to the village, each one of these dear children, girls, Lord, will feel Jesus' presence. They'll sense it. Even those perhaps that maybe haven't been in church or don't know the way, they'll sense the almighty presence of God. Lord, maybe they don't know you by name, but they will. Maybe they don't know all your attributes, but they will. And we pray, God, that this day will be the beginning for some of them, the very beginning. And for others, we pray, Lord, it'll be an increase of knowing you. We trust you to do that. We ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Let's sing that fourth verse. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one. God, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We do count every blessing, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you. Wonderful, wonderful, Lord. We worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to read a psalm to us this morning as we begin this time of worship and praise. love the Psalms of David. This one's 108, if you want to look at it with me. I'm actually going to just start it in the one version and go to another version. We all have different versions here. So you might have to do more listening than following. You know, sometimes I remind people that when it comes to praising the Lord, it's good sometimes to bust out of your habit of I hope you have a habit of worship, but that's a good habit, right? So many bad habits, it's nice to have a good habit. So I'm not putting down that good habit. But sometimes it's good to bust out and use different words than just, you know, hallelujah. I remember coming in, I said hallelujah so many times, I never even knew what it meant, you know? And or we can just say praise the Lord. I find sometimes it's helpful if you just begin to describe Him. King of kings, Lord of lords, Almighty God. Doesn't that make sense? It's a good thing. And then I find that it clears the cobwebs out of our heads. And we see Jesus instead of the back of someone's head or somebody's hairdo, you know. And we focus on Him. This Psalm of David, 108, this is the New Living Translation. Listen to this. He says, "My heart is confident in You, O God. No wonder I can sing Your praises with all my heart. Wake up, lyre. Wake up, harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank You, Lord, among the people. I will sing praises among the nations, for Your unfailing love is higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May Your glory shine all over the earth." I like that. It's pretty good. And then I found it in another version called The Message by Eugene Peterson. I got to tell you a story with this. I went to a men's retreat Orchard Hill. I think that's in Pennsylvania someplace. And it was a men's retreat. This is a few years back. The Eugene Peterson's Message just hit the bookshelves. And we came to hear the speaker. And he thought it would be a good idea. I guess there must have been 60 men or so gathered for this retreat. And he thought it would be a good idea to use the Message. So he began the first session, and they were, say, had one session in the morning, then they would have a break, then they had another session in the afternoon, and then a break, and then another session in the evening. So he began, and he began to read from the Message. And I never experienced anything like this, but there was such a murmur in the crowd of men. What is he reading? What is that? It's not the Bible. And this was, you know, these were men from every kind of different denomination and fellowship. And he was reading, I forget what passage he was reading, and all you heard was, do you know what happened? Now, I'm not making this up. These guys, we went to break, and, you know, they had food for us and all, and they were like, what is he reading? It's not the Bible. You know, the poor guy, the next session, he had half a group. And, you know, because it was so new to them. And they just couldn't get... So please don't leave if I read this passage. I don't read from here all the time. I have to put that disclaimer out when I read this. He used the Message. But look, I like the way that this psalm is put in the in this Message. Listen to this. I'm ready, God. So ready. Ready from head to toe. Ready to sing. Ready to raise a God song. Do you ever feel that way? I hope you feel that way this morning. You know, I like the way that's put. I'm so ready. Ready to raise a God song. Wake up, soul. Wake, lute. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. He goes in three. I'm thanking You, God, out in the streets, singing Your praises in town and in the country. That's us today. It's right here. You know? What if I got radical and just said, you know, let's take this meeting to the streets. Well, we're up in Brant Lake. It wouldn't make any difference. Right? It'd be still be us. The trees would be watching us. The chipmunks might scatter. That'd be good. But I like what he's. I like the enthusiasm. It does something for my soul there, where he says, you know, I'm thanking you, God, out in the streets, singing your praises in town and country. He goes on, the deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud's a flag to your faithfulness. Soar high in the skies, O God. Cover the whole earth with your glory. For the sake of the one you love so much, reach down and help me. Answer me. That's when God spoke in his holy splendor. Brimming over with joy, I make a present of Shechem. I hand out Succoth Valley as a gift. Gilead's in my pocket, to say nothing of Manasseh. Ephraim's my hard hat, Judah my hammer, Moab's scrub bucket. I mop the floor with Moab. All right, maybe the Message isn't the best translation, but... But you thought mopping the floor of Moab was bad? I spit on Edom. Rain fireworks all over Philistia. Who will take me to the thick of the fight? Who'll show me the road to Edom? You aren't giving up on us, are you, God? Refusing to go with our troops? Give help for the hard task. Human help is worthless. And he ends the psalm by saying, in God, we'll do our very best. He'll flatten the opposition for good. Amen? Isn't that good? Well, how do you feel this morning? How do you feel? We got to check in our feelings because we can't count on them. But what we can do is this. Say, wake up, soul. I'm thanking you, God, whether it's out in the streets or singing your praises in the town or in the country, I'm ready to sing a God song. So I want us to sing a God song. And that one's found in number 165. Glorious things of thee are spoken. And you've got to look at the words of this song. Otherwise, you would just sing it and, you know, and lose the full thrust of what this song is saying. Might get caught up in the melody and just like that. But look at the words of this song.
Heart could not be broken from thee for wonderful Savior. We honor you, we worship you, we exalt thee, O God, great King of kings and Lord of lords. I will praise him.
Someone has a testimony this morning. Feel free. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, dear Jesus. Blessed Assurance, number 44. And if you're able, why don't you stand with me again? If you're not, sing it from where you are. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Get up in a few minutes and share the word, and I'm not ready yet. You know, we've been worshiping and it's been good, but I don't know, just got this feeling like we just haven't let go and let God. You know, maybe it's just me, and if I'm giving the word, then that's your problem too. So, you know, what's your story this morning? What's your story, waitresses? You know, what's your story? What happened? How'd you wake up this morning? Happy? What? You know, something that we all have a story. I've got plenty. Right? We all have a story. This is our story, though. This is our story this morning. What? Praising our Savior. So we're going to sing. We're going to sing that third verse. And then let's, after we sing that chorus, let's just, if you haven't already, I think most of us have. I think according to my spiritual barometer, we're like at, I don't know how to count a barometer, that's what I'm thinking. 95%. But let's just break free. Let's make our story all about him this morning. Ready? Here we go. Third verse. Sorry.
Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting. Filled with his goodness, lost in his Savior, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. We worship you. We worship you, O God. Lord, you are our song. Lord, you are our assurance. Our rest is in you. And Lord, we will not be quiet. We will not be still. We will not be minimized. We glorify you, O God, our great King. You are our all in all. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, O God, our wonderful, wonderful God. Lord, we pray you'll so move by your Spirit through this place. Fill us with yourself. Come to those who have physical needs. Let the Holy Ghost just fill the temple. That's all we need. Oh, Lord, fill the temple. We pray for those who maybe are having an emotional time, Lord, and we pray, God, that you'll just, the Holy Ghost will just touch them. We pray, Lord, for any that maybe have a burden, you'll rest on them, Lord, and know that you are the one who bears these burdens. We ask that, oh God. We exalt the one who can heal broken hearts and the one, Lord God, who can step in and set captives free. We exalt him. We see you, Lord Jesus, King of Kings. We thank you, oh God, for the relationship you have given us with the Heavenly Father. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your mighty word. Oh God, we thank you. We see Jesus in every page. And we receive of you today, Lord, all that you have for us. We are ready to sing a God song and to exalt the one who is with us, who's bought us, redeemed us, oh, and saved us. Oh, God, we thank you. And we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?